here's a story from The World.
We start with what's on a lot of people's minds, the COVID-19 vaccine. Who will get it and when? This is a massive challenge that some parts of the world are just starting to take on to fight a pandemic that's killed millions of people. Today, COVAX, the coalition organizing the global distribution of vaccines, says it has nearly doubled its supply, securing 2 billion doses. Dr. Richard Hatchett is one of the senior leaders with COVAX.
Science has given us the tools to fight the pandemic, but equitable access is what will enable us to win and to defeat the pandemic.
Hatchett says the hope is to start delivering the vaccine to dozens of countries early next year. But as we know, several countries have already started giving vaccinations. The World's Alana Gordon looks at how three places, the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Canada, are rolling out the first doses of the vaccine and how things are going to get more complicated moving forward.
You might have seen the video this month of 90-year-old Margaret Keenan receiving the very first dose of the UK's COVID-19 vaccines at a hospital in Coventry. Keenan was then ushered in a wheelchair through a hallway lined with cheering staff. It was no accident that Keenan got featured first. Dr. Richard Vautry with the British Medical Association says the country wants to send a clear message.
People who are in their 80s and 90s, if they contract this infection, are more at risk of hospitalization and more at risk of dying. So it's that priority group that we're trying to protect as quickly as possible.
If slots are still open, the vaccines have been going to frontline health workers. Next, the UK's priority groups are based on age.
Then it would be those in their 75s and over. Then it would be the 70-year-olds. We will also be immunizing those with particular clinical risks.
The UK's rollout is fast. It helps that it has a national health system, the NHS, that covers everyone there. This makes the daunting task of vaccinating millions realistic. People know where to go, and doctors like Vautry are readying to become vaccine sites.
About 70 hospital sites who are vaccinating in these last week, and as a GP, my practice will be involved in giving vaccinations to our patients in the next few days.
A national health system that prioritizes vaccinating older adults and then frontline health workers, that's the UK. Across the Atlantic, Canada is also putting frontline health workers, older adults, and the people who care for them first. Derek Thompson jumped at the chance to get one of the first vaccinations. He works at a long-term care facility in Toronto.
It's an incredible feeling, actually, just to have something that will give us added protection against this virus.
Thompson has been a personal support worker for 20 years, but he's been drained. His facility experienced a serious outbreak of COVID-19 early on in March.
It was very difficult. We're looking after these people for years, and this virus had came and took so many so fast. We sat with residents who we knew were not going to make it. So we took turns sitting with this resident or that resident so they would not die alone.
In Canada, it's the provinces that prioritize who gets vaccinated. Dr. Isaac Bogosh is on a committee leading the rollout in Ontario. He says most regions are following federal recommendations.
Those who live and work in long-term care, those who are frontline healthcare providers, Indigenous communities, and elderly populations, namely people over the age of 70, should be prioritized.
Bogosh admits how all this unfolds can get really tricky, even contentious, as limited supplies of the vaccine arrive.
There certainly are debates, and people are starting to say, well, which frontline healthcare providers and even which long-term care facilities?
For the UK and Canada, the logistics of this Pfizer vaccine are tricky too. It has to be kept super cold and requires special transport. So some of the residents of long-term care facilities are having to wait, as are Indigenous communities in Canada's more isolated areas. But Dr. Bogosh says in some ways, this is the easy part. The rollout will only get more complicated as regions determine who's prioritized next. That's less clear in Canada than in the UK. For better or worse,
it's going to take several months before Canada gets through its top tier. And so we've got a little bit of time to really sort out the second groups who will be vaccinated.
Which brings us to the United States, where officials have recommended that healthcare workers and long-term care facilities get vaccinated first.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
And so on Monday, the same day that Derek Thompson, the care worker in Canada who got vaccinated, and nearly a week after Margaret Keenan got her shot in the UK, Sandra Lindsay, a nurse in Queens, New York, received her first dose.
I would like to thank all the frontline workers, all my colleagues.
Getting the vaccine to frontline health workers in some ways has been the easy part. But it's the states that are in charge of administering the vaccine, even deciding which health workers will get the first doses.
There's not a fixed blueprint.
Dr. Monica Peake is a researcher and primary care doctor at the University of Chicago. She worries about what will happen after this first phase, whether the people most vulnerable to the virus, socially and medically, will slip through the cracks.
So even with the rollout of phase 1A, it has still proven to be extremely complicated. And what it has done is given everyone a taste for how large the challenge is that lies ahead of us.
It's not clear how each state will prioritize who comes next. And so the rollouts of this new vaccine across the US, Canada, and the UK have all come with unique challenges and advantages. Still, the arrival of a COVID-19 vaccine in all three countries is a turning point. But Dr. Kritika Kupali at the Medical University of South Carolina was conflicted in her excitement to finally get vaccinated this week.
I think I have a lot of mixed feelings about this.
Kupali has responded to outbreaks around the world, including Ebola in West Africa.
I realize that as a healthcare worker, I am lucky to be living in a place like the United States where we're getting access to the vaccine, but I am thinking about all the other healthcare workers and all the other people out there who I wish had access to it as well right now.
She worries that the rush to get vaccines in wealthier countries is creating even more uncertainty for how those on the front lines and at risk of the disease around the world will gain access, when they will be prioritized. For the World, I'm Alana Gordon.